Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about people who believe in determinism or predestination. Here this refers to the idea that, the actions which we believe emanate from a person don't really emanate from the person. Rather, they emanate from God. The person is simply a recipient, a receptacle upon which God, from which God manifests these actions, and actions themselves are actions of God. This is an incorrect notion. It is contrary to the belief in the justice of God, and therefore, it's incorrect. Harsh words have been stated, and have been passed down to us from our Imma alayhi salam regarding people who believe in such an incorrect notion. If we don't say that, these people are, they fall under the category of disbelievers legally, at least, from a theoretical point of view, in theory at least, these people, right, they can be equated with these disbelievers, which we can clearly gather from the following hadith that we wish to recite for our esteemed listeners here today. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "He who claims that Allah coerces his servants to disobey him or burdens them with that which they cannot endure." These are the people who believe in determinism, believe in predestination. How should we deal with these people? The Imam says, "You must not eat from an animal that he has slaughtered, nor should you believe in his testimony, nor pray behind him, nor give him any part of your arms, your charity." These are very harsh words, and these are the ways that we deal with disbelievers, right? We deal with people who are openly commit transgressions, right? So this is a very harsh reaction, to such people and to the adherence of, such a belief. And, the reason for this is, like we said, that people who believe in such a thing, first of all, they disbelieve in God's justice, right? Because the belief in determinism, it necessitates the negation of God's justice. Secondly, the propagation of such a belief in society, its natural consequence is that people will begin to commit sins, right? Because they will say that, "I'm not committing the sin; it's God who is committing it on my behalf," right? And the proliferation and propagation of such a belief in society, it leads to the amplification of sins and crimes in society, and that's why this is such a grave and dangerous belief. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the proponents of determinism and how they should be treated in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allah. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد